This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough? Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, welcome to hour number two, and we are off and running, of course, hour number two, the oft-referred-to Ladies Lounge here at Radio Night Live. Kelsey Bowler, Carol Platt Liebau making a debut in the Ladies Lounge tonight, and Dr. Nicole Sapphire, so thrilled to have Nicole on the show because she's just been really under it on a couple of different levels, and so the fact that she has time to talk with us tonight is really, really special. Plus, I want to revisit this issue that we talked about. In the first hour, we began featuring new music spotlight weeks. I don't know, somewhere about 15 weeks ago or 18 weeks ago, something like that. And we have now launched the Radio Night Live Spotify playlist. And it, for every week that we have a new song that debuts on Radio Night Live, we are adding it to that playlist. And if you go there right now. And pull out your phone and go to the Spotify app and search Radio Night Live and subscribe to the playlist. You can get every song that we have featured, the new songs, absolutely free in that playlist and listen to them at any time on your schedule. And it's very convenient, but it's also a way of never missing the new song that comes out each week. So just excited about being able to offer you one more resource to let you be a little more connected to us and to take us with you during the week as you can. By the way, speaking of playlists, all of the content that we do at Radio Night Live is podcasted, and you can get that at SoundCloud.com or on Apple Podcasts, either one. Subscribe to KMC Radio or Kevin McCullough Radio, and you'll get all of the Radio Night Live stuff and my weekday shows as well at no extra charge. We don't charge anything. We put none of this behind a paywall because we just want you to have access to the great information. Obviously, we get the best guests. We have the most informed analysis of what's going on news-wise every single week, and really proud to be able to offer that to you. Now, I am very excited because my good friend Mike Lindell, who has been a friend of this show since its inception, coming alongside and being a faithful sponsor, advertiser to the show, but also being a true patriot. And he said some things in his book about me that were extremely kind. I don't know that I play nearly as big a role in his political conversion or his understanding of how to articulate his faith and his politics together the way he words it in the book. I'm not sure I'm worthy of any of the praise that he lauds, but it is very gracious of him to do that. But I got a note from him this week, and you may have heard that Fox News declined some advertising from Mike Lindell, and I wanted you to see the ad that they turned down. Nick, fire it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
All right. For some reason, Fox News took issue with that ad and decided to not air it. Now, at this cyber symposium coming up, he has put down a global challenge. He is willing to pay someone $10 million if they can prove that the election was not stolen. If they can disprove the evidence that he's bringing forward in the cyber symposium, he is willing to put up $10 million to say, prove it and prove me wrong. So, again, if you want more information about it, it's at frankspeech.com. That is his new media platform, and there's a lot of content there that they have put up. It's been up for a few weeks now, a few months now, actually, I guess. But frankspeech.com. And then if you use the promo code KMC, for those of you watching on television, that was the promo code that was in the box, KMC. That's me. You're going to get great discounts on everything that they sell. Go to frankspeech.com or use my phone number, 800-806-2641, and be able to do it that way. I'm sorry, 506, 800-506-2641, and be able to get the same discounts there. This is all good until August the 12th when the symposium expires, but that's going to help them cover the costs, any purchases of pillows or sheets or towels that you make between now and then. And as you know, I believe in all the MyPillow products. We transformed our sleep life in the McCullough household big time. All right, so go to frankspeech.com, help Mike, and then be part of the symposium August 10th, 11th, and 12th, and do so there. Now, let me just say one other thing. I wrote a piece for townhall.com. It came out on Thursday. It's it bled into Friday. Write something new that'll be out tomorrow. But I want you to go and at least download the column that I put out on Thursday and Friday of this week. It's titled Fake Science, Fear Porn, and Fallout. And it's all about the actual numbers of what's going on with COVID in the country right now. The number of breakthrough cases, you're hearing this very scary term that they keep talking about, breakthrough cases of people who are supposedly fully vaccinated and then caught COVID anyway. And there's something else that they don't talk about a lot, and that is natural immunity, which is people that have recovered, which we have 34,400,000 plus people that have contracted COVID and fully recovered that have a degree of antibodies within their system. They have that. We have also about 165 million Americans who have gotten the vaccines. They've administered 350 million doses of these vaccines. And they've had thus far to date about 844 people out of 350 million doses and close to 200 million people with immunity. They've had about 844 people that have perished with COVID in their system. Notice I didn't say they perished from COVID. They've perished with COVID in their system. Some may have. Some died completely asymptomatic and died of other things. But they counted it as a COVID death, as a breakthrough infection, because they had been vaccinated already. And when you do the math on this, you're talking about 0.00004% of the population. I mean, every life is important. We want to save every life every day. But 49 people a day die in the state of New Jersey from cancer. And we're not talking about lockdowns and remasking people and sending them to all kinds of places because they're dying of cancer. We're not forcing them to eat differently, which would probably help stem the tide of cancer if they had a different diet. We don't do those things because there's a degree of freedom and privacy that we allow people to conduct their own medical, wellness, nutritional lives with. But for some reason, and I can't help but wonder if it doesn't have something to do with the midterms and what they're not wanting people to do between now and then, and maybe what they're wanting to do in state legislatures in terms of mail-in ballots and making an excuse to have a whole different political election set up again. You wonder if some of this isn't happening. And when we reported last week that there were blue state governors that were going to play along with this, we've seen some evidence of that. Now, Andrew Cuomo's not playing along with it because he's just too busy trying to save his political hide at this point. But in his neighboring state, the state of New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy is. And he announced this week that all kids will go back to school with masks this fall. Now, let me point out one other thing, and this is in the column as well. Unvaccinated children under the age of 12 have less likely of a chance of passing on COVID to someone else than fully vaccinated adults. We know this because of the statistical analysis that's been done. Kids are less likely to pass on COVID-19, to get it and to transmit it. They're less likely to do that than fully vaccinated adults. So why are we masking children? There are teachers that can get free vaccines. There are staff that should have the vaccines already. Why are we punishing the kids? Why are we going to delay their speech development and verbal cues and markers and all the other stuff that they need? Why are we going to keep that from them? Ask yourself, what price is worth sacrificing our kids as we go forward? Because other people don't seem to care. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Ladies Lounge is up next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
And if there's anyone I've been just really revved up to talk to this week, it is someone who works for the Independent Women's Forum. Kelsey Bowler is with us each week. Kelsey, I don't know why every women's organization in the country is not, burning down whatever they have to burn down. But how on earth Andrew Cuomo can still be standing 24 hours after the release of the AG's report yesterday and with straight face ask people to believe him that he didn't do anything, and for the National Organization for Women and all these others that, you know, claim to be, you know, fighting for the rights of women everywhere, to be so silent on this is really, it's just jaw-dropping. Your reaction?
Unfortunately, my jaw has not dropped because, first off, these accusations were not surprising to me. I am grateful we now have an AG report that does report on them credibly with sources. So these aren't just Christina Blasey Ford-esque allegations with no documentation to back them up. This is a very detailed report with specifics, but for the same reason that Ralph Northam is still governor of Virginia after those horrible pictures arose of him in some KKK-type costume, the same reasons that Governor Cuomo, unfortunately, will remain governor. There's a huge double standard on the left. There's, unfortunately, a double standard when it comes to women's organizations speaking out on these hashtag MeToo allegations, where they will actively and very aggressively call for those accused on the right to step down from their powerful positions. But when it is politicians who can help them reach their end goals, they are curiously a lot more quiet.
I am just astounded, though, because I don't think, I do think, and I'm going to give some credit where it's due here, the president, the governors of all four neighboring states to New York, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and New Jersey, all Democrats, but all of them, the president himself and the speaker of the New York Assembly, have all called on Cuomo to resign. They've always carried his water before. So before it was like, well, we'll see, you know, what the investigations turn up, and they kind of kick the bucket, you know, down the road a little bit. But the president himself said, President Biden himself said, and again, you know, he could have forgotten this as easily as, you know, what flavor jello he had today. But the idea that he had said, if the AG's report finds credible, charges, you know, exist, then you should resign. And then he reiterated it yesterday after the report was made public. It's 165 pages, Kelsey. This is not a small document. And it's all 100% firsthand testimony. And the AG's office, who used two of the Southern District's best investigators in the process, said that they didn't find the comparable testimony from the governor and the governor's side of the story and the credibility of the witnesses bringing the charges. They didn't find them comparable at all. In other words, they think he's lying out his pie hole. Like, it's just, they just don't have any respect for his position on the matter.
Right, and unfortunately, since he has not yet resigned, it's going to come down to whether New York state lawmakers are willing to impeach them. We know he is deeply unpopular among those lawmakers. As you mentioned, even quite a number of Democrat New York state lawmakers are not fans of Governor Cuomo. He tends to be a very aggressive person in general. He's known as a bully. And, you know, of course, while I find these allegations absolutely unacceptable and quite frankly gross, the far more problematic allegations surround the nursing home scandal. I have to agree with Janice Dean on this, where I don't care which allegations kick him out of office. I think so many of us just want to finally see this man held accountable for the multiple abuses he has committed while being governor.
Right.
And again, I don't see him stepping down. I think it's going to come down to these New York State lawmakers.
I think you're right. Well, and hopefully Speaker Hastie is going to be effective in rallying that. By the way, the bar for impeachment in New York is not very high. It is not nearly what it is for the president of the United States. So I do think if they have the will to do it, that they should. But Speaker Hastie said yesterday he has lost the confidence of all elected Democrats in the state. They don't normally make those kinds of statements. I'm pleased to see it. I hope that they follow through, and I am with you on that as well. Hey, speaking of dictatorial, let's talk about Biden and the eviction moratorium. Now, Tim Pool tweeted yesterday that the Supreme Court had said no to Biden on extending the eviction through executive fiat of some sort. But he went ahead and did it anyway because Maxine Waters couldn't get the bill passed. This is just flat out. I mean, there's not even a word to describe what this is in American, governance, because we don't have presidents that are just like, well, I'm just decreeing it. So, I mean, he's not a king. So how does this still stand?
Kevin, we had two of our three branches of government tell President Biden, no, you cannot do this. And what did he do? He did it anyways, using his executive authorities, which even he acknowledged might not hold up because the Supreme Court had already said no to extending this moratorium. We need to remember, when it comes to evictions, there are two victims here. There are Americans who are struggling to pay their rent. There are also Americans who are struggling because people cannot pay their rent, and to ignore the many harms that have been done to the landlords whose incomes and livelihoods depend on the ability to run their business and collect their income through their renters is disgraceful. And,
yeah,
you know, it's, of course, you know, many on the left try to blame it on these big monopolies powerful corporations who maybe don't need the money. Yes, those types of landlords exist, but so too do so many small business owners across the country who really do depend on this income. And at this point, with the availability of vaccines, there's no excuse for Americans not getting back to work when we have a record number of job openings.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Hey, you edit the Thursday Bright. Tomorrow is Thursday. What's coming up in your issue?
We'll be covering this, all the COVID chaos happening down at the border, and the latest with this infrastructure bill, which, let me tell you, is not really funded, despite what lawmakers will have you believe.
GetBrightEmail.com. If you're not reading it, you should be. Kelsey Bowler edits the Thursday edition. I'm kind of partial to it. Kind of thing. All right, a discussion that I had with Kelsey Bowler for the Ladies Lounge a little bit earlier this week. Kevin McCullough coming right back on Radio Night Live. We still have a huge night in front of us. Carol Platt-Lebow joins me next, and then Dr. Nicole Sapphire before we're done. And then more Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga in the New Music Spotlight. Stay here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com to...
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases in the U.S. continue to rise, with new daily infections averaging more than 100,000. According to new data, the 7-day average of new cases is just over 107,000, a level not seen since the surge over the winter. Hospitalizations and deaths are also on the rise, with more than 40,000 currently hospitalized, according to the CDC. Deaths are averaging about 500 a day as of Friday, up from about 270 just 2 weeks ago. Health officials say the surge could continue if more people are not vaccinated. Just over 50% of Americans are now fully vaccinated, with more than 70% having received at least one dose. And the bipartisan infrastructure bill has passed a key hurdle in the Senate, clearing the way for a final vote. The chamber voted 67-27 Saturday to invoke cloture, ending debate on the $1.2 trillion spending package, allowing for a final vote Monday or sooner. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of all the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, boys, boys. Boys.
All right, glad to have you with us. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, and we are in the Ladies Lounge tonight, that place where we invite female voices to come and to have participation in the dialogue all the way around. Carol Platt Liebau, somebody I've always respected. She writes for townhall.com. She's the head of the Yankee Institute, and she joins us for the very first time in the Ladies Lounge. And Carol, it's a great night to have you here. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thanks. I'm a big admirer of your work. It's a pleasure to be with you and your audience.
There are lots of discussions going on about reinstating mask mandates indoors in schools where teachers and staff should have been vaccinated now for, better part of a year. They've had the opportunity to be. Talk to me about where you see us at in this debate, and are there other agendas at work here besides just the welfare of the general public?
I think it's becoming pretty clear that there is obviously another agenda besides the public health and welfare, because there is no rational explanation for demanding that our children sit around in masks for another school year. It's not good for them. It's really, in my view, psychologically unhealthy, because running around in a mask for a little child who is at no meaningful danger from COVID-19, it's clear from the numbers, and no children have been shown to be a meaningful vector for the disease. We would have seen it last year in schools, and instead, I believe schools had one-third the spread level that you saw in other communities. This is the world that they're being raised in. It's not good for them, and it's not necessary. In 2018, something like 638 children died in car crashes. That's almost twice the number that died from COVID-19 and all of those had underlying conditions. Now, every death is a tragedy, but simply because we have children who die in car accidents, we don't prevent children from riding in cars. At a certain point, life is to be lived, and we have to allow our children to move on.
I thought we spent 18 months getting a vaccine, Carol, so that we could tell people that they could take their masks off. And I specifically remember a certain president, Joe Biden, who made a big deal in the East Room saying to a reporter, I'm telling you, if you've been vaccinated, you can take it off.
The guidance that has come from the CDC and from the White House is close to indecipherable, and it really has done so much to erode public confidence in public health. And heaven help us if there's ever a true follow-up public health emergency, because no normal person has any real confidence in what's coming out of there at this point, nor should they. Because according to data from the CDC, as reported out by Axios, of 164 million vaccinated Americans, less than 0.1% has been infected with the coronavirus, and only 0.001% have died. So for that, we're going to demand that everyone strap on a mask.
Carol, do you believe that there's any possibility that these return to lockdown or mask discussions have anything to do with a very poor polling cycle for the president, whose policies are wildly unpopular? A brand new YouGov poll out today showing that he's underwater on almost every area of his administration. Is this the way they regain control?
Well, you know, Kevin, I guess it's possible, but my goodness, what a dumb way to try and do it. I mean, how they think that throwing people out of work again, ruining the economy further again, and trying to exert more control over people's lives again, when we have seen that the first lockdown didn't work and hurt so many people so badly. Not only was it a failure in policy, but more fundamentally, you know, Kevin, purportedly we elect these people to care about the people they are representing, to do the right thing. And when they would, if they would show themselves so completely indifferent to the welfare of this country and its people as to try and impose a second lockdown, there are no words for how absolutely shameful that would be.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I'm saying we shouldn't comply. Carol Liebau, thank you so much for your insight and analysis. Thank you for fighting the good fight in all that you're doing. And please come back again. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Kevin. We'll never give up, and neither should anyone else.
I love that positivity, Carol Platt-Liebau. And you can follow her on Twitter at CPLiebau, L-I-E-B-A-U is how you spell that, C-P-L-I-E-B-A-U, to follow her. We are just up next with Dr. Nicole Sapphire, and then back to Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga with another treat for you tonight. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, you know, on these wellness nights for the last number of weeks, we've kind of been limping along. Like the real star of the show needed for very necessary purposes to take some time away. She was nursing an injured shoulder. She had a brand new book out, and she's busy as all get out between the hospital and Fox News and other things that she's had on her plate. And so she said, "Can we take some time off and you know, give me a break for a little bit?" And we said, "Sure." But looky here, surprise of surprises, Dr. Nicole Sapphire is back in the house. And Dr. Nicole Sapphire, you just need to know that you've been missed, and we're excited to have you back. Although I will say, Dr. Siegel and Dr. McCary and other people that have been kind of you know, filling in for us on Wednesday nights, they have been really, really proud of you and all that you do on a regular basis, and they just have the highest and nicest things to say about you. But it's good to have you back, even for this little visit here. And we hope and trust that all's going well.
happy to be back, and I'm glad that my Fox News contributor teammates are able to come on and fill in my place. I mean, we make a great team. Mark Siegel and I have been working together at Fox now for over 5 years, and we hired on a couple of new contributors just in the last year because of the COVID pandemic. But, you know, we all are, you know, we mesh well, let me put it that way.
Well, what I like about all three of, at least the three main ones of you that we've spoken with, is that there's a common sense thread that runs through everything. Dr. Siegel in particular is very, he's not having any of it with the extreme stuff, but he really wants straight talk. And I know that that's what your very successful best-selling book, Panic Room, Panic Attack is, Panic Room, Panic Attack is all about, because Dr. Sapphire, the last time we spoke, we were on the upswing. The vaccines were being distributed. Things were happening that it seemed like we were being able to open up, and then around the middle of May, we did that. Now we've got the mayor instituting mandated passport programs, which I don't even understand how that's constitutional, and we've got the CDC saying kids have to wear masks in schools this fall. You're the expert. Weigh in on these issues.
Well, remember when I said I was taking a little bit of a break to nurse my injury back, that was when things were getting great. Cases were down, hospitalizations were down, Delta was kind of just, you know, off in the far distance. But here we are, so much has happened. You know, Delta has been a game changer for us, right? I mean, it's much more contagious. It's spreading pretty quickly. Seeing some more of these quote unquote breakthrough infections, meaning if someone's vaccinated, you know, they may get infected. But we have to remember this is all still a win. If we've turned a virus that can cause a severe flu into an obnoxious summer cold that lasts maybe a few days and you're less likely to transmit it to other people, that's a big win in my book. They're still testing a lot of asymptomatic, fully vaccinated people who maybe don't even have clinically relevant infections. It doesn't even matter, those case numbers. So I look at hospitalizations. We have Mayor de Blasio now coming out saying, we're going to do these vaccine passports because other countries are doing them. But here are a few big differences.
Okay.
First of all, most of the other countries are actually following the science. They're saying proof of vaccination, proof of recent infection, or take a test that's negative if you're not vaccinated. They are giving people options, and they are acknowledging natural immunity. That's the way it should be done. The United States, which I still cannot wrap my head around, is not doing that yet. Cases in New York City is less than 20 per 100,000 people right now. 1 to 2 people die a day of COVID. I mean, we're doing great.
You know, my bride said this to me today as we were off taking the kids to camp this morning. She said, what does it mean for children in New York City when this goes into effect? We can't take kids to Broadway or to, you know, out to eat or anywhere else. And I hadn't thought about that. But Dr. Sapphire, there's no kids vaccine available. There's no, you know, the vaccines technically have not even had FDA approval yet. I mean, aren't we a little cart before horse? Worse on some of this stuff?
Well, many things coming out of that. First of all, apparently there are actually some places that are not allowing kids in anymore because they're unvaccinated. But just that term itself, an unvaccinated child, as you point out, there isn't a vaccine for kids. So it's not they're unvaccinated. There isn't a vaccine for them. A child right now who's not vaccinated, because they can't be, has the same risk of a severe outcome from COVID-19 as a fully vaccinated, healthy adult. But yet we can't let the children in? We have plenty of data that show that children are less likely to even transmit the virus. They're not the people bringing it in and being these super spreaders. So the fact that they are not including children is very frustrating and clearly does not follow the science. And I think they're going to be backtracking this real quickly.
Well, let's stay on kids for a second, Dr. Sapphire, because you and I both have school-aged ones. And, you know, the CDC said last week, kind of despite what they had said 2 weeks previous, that they're going to recommend that staff, teachers, and kids all be masked in the schools this year. I don't know about other families, Nicole, but I don't think our family will survive another year of total masking for the whole year, particularly my youngest ones who fell behind partly because of the mask this year.
Absolutely. So my youngest, 6 years old, I would say for the first year, he was okay wearing that face mask. Towards the end of the last school year in the spring, I started noticing him coming home. His mask was wet, and he was starting to chew holes through it. So obviously, it was starting to bother him. I don't need to tell you as a mother. I mean, I don't even need to tell you of the data that's coming forth. Children wearing face masks all day long, there are going to be some consequences to it. So we have to look at really what is the benefit of that. And we have zero data that shows children wearing these simple cloth face masks, absence other mitigating factors, actually does anything. We do know that the people who tend to bring the virus into the school the most are teachers and staff. The people who transmit it amongst themselves are teachers and staff. And the teachers and staff at this point can be vaccinated, and they can continue to choose to wear medical-grade masks. If you were to vaccinate and mask the adults in the school, the risk of transmission and severe outcomes in anybody in that school falls to close to zero.
Well, it's something that we need to continue to watch. I'm so thankful that you are where you are, fighting the good fight every day for common sense. And if you have not gotten her book, Panic Attack, please do so. It's all about how politics has been played with the science in the fight against COVID-19. And for all that we heard early on, Nicole, about follow the science, follow the science, follow the science, it doesn't seem like we are now following the science in America. And that's making a lot of moms that I know, like one that lives in my house, very, very frustrated. I'm just going to leave
Me
it at that.
Me too.
Anyway, thanks for popping in with us, and we hope to talk to you again soon. But be well, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Absolutely. All right. Good night.
There she goes, Nicole Sapphire, and just so pleased that she could drop in and be with us for a few minutes. We've got some last little bit of doctor's orders.
All right, coming up next, we've got the final music segment tonight, Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. Stay here.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions.
The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for Silver Solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other Silver Solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Live from New York, Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you with us. And as we come to the end of another broadcast, excited to once again welcome Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga. But I don't.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm sorry.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She doesn't like crap games with the barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the free, fresh wind in my hair.
Life without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's over.
I hate California. It's crowded and damp.
That's why the lady is a tramp. Oh, the beach is divine.
And I love the Yankees.
Cheetah's just fine.
I follow Rogers and Hart.
She sings every line. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love a prize fight.
That isn't a fake.
No fake. And I love to rowboat with you and your wife.
She goes to the opera and stays wide awake.
Yes, I do. That's why this lady is a tramp.
She likes the
green grass
under her shoes.
What can I lose? Cause I got no dough.
Oh, no.
Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga rounding out another Radio Night Live. Again, we are on Spotify now. Go find the new music spotlight from Radio Night Live on Spotify. Kevin McCullough, thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hands, tax.